Welcome back, and joining me today, Oolagan Mustangs football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Mustangs picking up, probably one of the better wins of the year. Took on a very good Commandos ball club, Cashel Hall, and ended up beating them 43-7. Coach, just your thoughts of that game.
Well, I told our kids yesterday that we couldn't have played much better defensively. I think we gave up 17 yards rushing and 88 yards passing and caused 5 turnovers and had a lot of quarterback hurries and just, you know, a lot better effort as far as it goes. But we had a few kids back that had been injured, and they obviously made a big difference for us. And, it felt really good. Our kids were confident. They were excited about it. And, you know, it just feels good moving forward with what we have left in our district.
It was a team effort, offensively well balanced, both the run and the pass, over 400 yards of total offense. But what I was impressed was the defense, only allowing just 17 rushing yards against Cashel Hall, and that tells you for a high school game like that, that's pretty good.
Well, they're a great program, and they've been able to run the ball pretty much on everybody. And for us to go in there and do that, I thought that was, you know, like you said, very impressive. We got a couple D linemen back that made a huge difference. We had our Jimmy McKinney back at linebacker, and obviously he's a game changer. But I think if you look at how our kids played, you know, they read their keys, they did everything they were supposed to, and we didn't miss a lot of tackles. And I could see a tremendous change in our defensive line and the pressure they were getting on the quarterback and penetrating on the run. So I mean, when you have that and you have that formula going, you can do some special things, and that was really, really a nice night for our defense.
How important was this win for you?
It was huge. I mean, every game we play in from here on out is whether or not we're going to be able to play a home playoff game. And you guys know how valuable those home playoff games are. And, I told our kids before the game that they had to play with a sense of urgency because, you know, we want to get a home playoff game. And if we want that to happen, we're going to have to go beat everybody left on our schedule.
And, of course, a short week this week as hosts Catoosa. Again, another team that is a dominant football squad.
Now, they're a great, great organization. I mean, I give a lot of credit to Coach Meyer and his staff. They do a great job. The thing about them is they're always tough. You know, Catoosa kids are tough. They show up. They run the football. They have a real discipline system. And on defense, they're just physical. You know, they line up and hit you in the mouth. And we got to match their physicality, and we've got to play tough and disciplined football and stop their run game and have a chance to win.
Offensively, again, you'll have to certainly on the pass and the running game, got to establish that run and then get the pass going there, and that certainly have to be a key against Catoosa's defense.
Yeah, we've tried to be more balanced this year with our quarterback and receivers that we have, and it's been a real luxury, and you know, we're going to have to continue to do the same thing, keep people off balance with the run game and the pass game, and just continue to take advantage of what the defense has given us.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this week against Catoosa.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.